This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is latex.
What a fun one.
I learned so much.
I learned a lot, too.
Learned a great deal. Yeah. So, honestly, when I started thinking about latex, I was like, how much of this is, like, condoms or inspired by that?
Yeah.
And how much is, like, is it fashion or is it, like, aesthetic? Mm-hmm. And it's so much more than either of those
exactly.
avenues.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting because I read this article that was on Vice by Allison Siegel, and she was like, I hated being touched, and then I found latex.
I found the same article.
Yeah, where she talks about how she was like, I had a hard time hooking up. She thought she might have sexual anorexia, which I had never heard of before, which is sexual anorexia, which is the people who starve themselves by acting in, denying themselves pleasure of relationships, dating, loving, touch, and genuine connection with others. She felt like closed off. And then she found a latex message board on Reddit. And people were talking about how it can be like a second skin and it can even intensify touch. And can be like incredibly healing for people and actually make you feel more comfortable in your body when you have latex on. It can be like...
Yeah, and I love that she, like, for the article, like, invited an ex over and was like, I have to do this, like, latex experiment. And the fun was reveal was, like, how hot the ex actually thought it also was. Like, oh, low-key, I've been into, like, the Catwoman thing and this is really hot. And they, I guess they didn't have sex, but, like, she talked about the latex acted almost like a sexual surrogate, providing just enough of a barrier to help me ease into things.
Right.
Sure, we just groped each other while I kept my bra and panties on, something I've been doing since seventh grade, but the latex made everything seem more special and more provocative.
Yeah.
Did you also watch the video associated with that article or that was, like, linked inside of it?
No. I didn't
see that. So there was a little video inside of it about this organization, FOSK, the Spain-based organization that provides support for those coming out or entering the, like, latex fetish scene. Like, they, like, provide, like, community and, like, a safe space for your first experiences if you want to get into latex.
Sure.
And it, like, the video showed, like, a reporter for Vice going and, like, learning about it and talking about it. This expert they sort of brought in to speak with the Vice guy, Ignacy Puig-Rodas, is a clinical psychologist and sexologist. And he said, our bodies have these sensory receptors, which obviously continually provide information on whether it's hot or cold, etc. And he said, latex is made to fit tightly so that I cannot ignore the message of, like, those receptors. And it's as if the whole time the person is wearing it, meaning like a latex suit, they are feeling excitement and stimulation all over their skin. So the cool revelation there to me was like, it's not just about the latex itself. It's about the sensation that the latex provides.
Right.
And that, like, being inside of it, like, turns all those receptors on, creating like an overall, like, enhanced experience rather than like our body only paying attention to, like, one sensation at a time. It's almost like, I don't know if it is physiologically the same, but it reminded me of, like, death by a thousand cuts, that, like, it's, like, the sensation is, like, small enough but actually enhances a sensation, but, like, all over your body, that it would be, like, like kind of wonderfully stimulating and overwhelming, I imagine.
Right. There's also the like restrictive quality of it, which can be like, you know, kind of like a bondage thing.
Yes. You know, yes, there's exactly,
because there's it's tightness and, you know, like things are closed off. Holes and things like that, you can't get to it, so there's like, and you're just like, you're just, your movement is restricted, so there's that.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of latex and like PVC and like rubberists, as they're sometimes called. I read a Kinkley article about it as well. Like you said, like the bondage of it all can be a major element, and like some of these suits are very elaborate and like very specifically designed, as we'll see in the video that we get to later about like, I don't know, like trap doors, like, but like zippers from like the front of your crotch to like the top of your ass. So you can like gain access in a specific way, but then like even more latex being underneath potentially. And like you said, like a lot of it being about like how the body is restricted and how movement is restricted, plays into it as well.
I didn't realize that like a big part of it is like lubing up, you know? Like, otherwise you just, like, get stuck. Like, it's just, like, the friction of it. Like, you need to cover yourself in, like, lube.
One of the first articles I found about it, which was, like, not super like reliable. This was from, like, Metro UK, which, we know, is, like, sensational, but, like, not always, like, thorough in its research.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, made a sort of joke about, like, talcum powder. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. But, like, that's actually, like, everybody uses, like, a silicone lube and like lubes up elaborately, and then once the suit's on, or like once the latex the bondage or whatever the garment is like applied, a lot of times it's lube on top of it to get that like shine.
Watching that show like Sex Explained, and they talked about latex a little bit in the first episode about like sexual fantasies and how, you know, we talked about this with like the daddy episode, but how biker culture started in the 40s and then like the leather hyper mask culture in the gay community came out of that. And then also with the AIDS crisis, latex became kind of a healing aspect of BDSM, which it was a barrier and helped people kind of cope with their anxieties around sex.
Yeah, that's where I thought it might have stemmed from. I was like, what is the sort of Venn diagram of like latex suits and bondage, and then also like latex as like a mode of safety and as something? Because, you know, like sometimes there are like ways that latex gloves or condoms can be incorporated in a porn that's hot, you know, or like creates a sensation of safety. And we've had folks on talk in particular about loving to see latex. So it's an interesting sort of, I guess, Venn diagram of like what that kink is about, or what the like how folks have different kinks like related to latex from that perspective, or from like a bondage and like suit wearing perspective. Honestly, the idea of getting in a vacuum seal of like latex sounded really great to me.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I like that was one of the first things I stumbled across, was like the vacuum seal like bags that people can get in, just like when you lay down and just like compress.
Oh, I was
like, that sounds amazing. It just sounds like a gravity blanket to the max.
Oh, sure.
You know, like I love the idea of just like having to submit and having my like body compressed a little bit. Not like compressed, like, you know, don't kill me, but like the pressure of that, I think, being really like stimulating and like I imagine it would be soothing. Like the way like a thunder jacket is for a dog. Like,
just a hug.
Put me in my little latex thunder jacket and just like leave me for the afternoon, and that'll be like how I disconnect, you know.
Well, do you want to hear some history about latex and rubber?
Absolutely.
It was invented by Scottish chemist Charles McIntosh. He turned the rubberized fabric into coats with Macintosh jackets. And then not before long, they found their way into the kinky realm, thanks in part to one of the world's oldest fetishist organizations, England's Macintosh Society. I know.
Delightful.
Kinky.
Delightful. The Macintosh Society.
Yeah. So it started with
what
like
rubber. What a classy name for like a play club.
Rubber coats.
For like a sex party. Yeah. Although at a lot of like latex play parties, it's just people getting together and like touching each other. It's like not necessarily sex.
Yeah.
It can just be like experiencing the latex itself.
Mm-hmm.
The Macintosh Society. That's a cool band name, too.
Yeah.
Feel free to steal that, folks, if someone hasn't already.
Name.
Yeah, check
I also
me
have
out.
This other little quote from Kitty Drake from Dazed Digital that I thought was really illuminating.
Okay.
So this is it. The first time somebody zips you into a latex body bag, you get this feeling of intense relief. It's so acute, most people cry. Designed like a human-sized sock with arms, part of the emotion comes from the fact that you can't move in it at all. You're no longer responsible for making a success of your life. You're free. And whatever happens next is in the hands of the person undoing the unzipping. The latex community has embraced something most of us find terrifying, that the person you appear to be day-to-day might be an illusion, that yourself has no distinct form. Your identity contains multitudes and is vulnerable to something as apparently frivolous as a change of outfit.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You know. And I was like, oh, shit.
I think
shit.
That also gets at, like, why I want to get in a vacuum bag.
Yeah. Like, for so long, I just, when I thought of, like, you know, like, gimp outfits or whatever, I was like, I don't know what it means. Like, it's, like, kinky and weird. Like, not something I'm into. I never really thought to, like, understand it, you know? But I was like, but this is stripping you of, like,
but there
an identity.
Is some, there's, like, a sort of elegant element of, like, submitting control, which is obviously, like, a major theme that we talk about on the show all the time.
Right.
But in particular, like, encasing your body in something that's such a specific kind of submission and kind of sensation.
And giving you the freedom to be someone different, do things differently, you know?
Yeah.
Let go of these inhibitions and these chains.
And also, I loved what in that quote about, like, taking off the pressure of, like, who you have to be and what you have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
That's, like, why religion, like, works on people.
Yeah.
Like, that's why people...
Yeah.
It's just, like, to be able to stop blaming yourself for what you consider your failures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lovely.
I know.
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
I'm quite happy for the... Do we think the Macintosh Society no longer exists, or does it still?
I don't know.
We should find out.
We should find out.
Go.
I know. Kinky.
Ask those British people you hang with.
Hey, have you guys ever heard of this
Macintosh Society? Because we're trying to crash.
Yeah.
Should we do the showdown?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Lesbian latex cop performs sexy traffic stop.
You knew
one.
It was coming.
Yeah.
Sexy traffic stop.
Yep. She's a lesbian latex cop.
Okay.
So we're really letting our imaginations run wild here.
I do enjoy the rhyming in that, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
It tickles
or
me.
Or the, oh, yep, there's a little rhyming. There's some alliteration.
Uh-huh.
Just delicious. They really went for it there.
Yeah. Me likey.
Next, we have a very gentle title, which is Latex Experiences.
Ooh.
Which sounds like a douche. Like, it just sounds like a feminine product I don't want to buy, but
it sounds
it's just meant to be like, oh, latex experience. It actually is just like a very point blank, like, description of what it is, but it just sounds fluffy to me.
Oh, see, I'm here for that. And, like, I would like it to be a talk show about people, like, explaining their first time in latex. Let's pitch it. Can that be our show?
Okay,
I personally know nothing about it.
Everyone's in latex talking about that. Yes. I am not an expert in this, but I think it's my story to tell.
It is. It's my story to tell. I make people feel comfortable, so.
Yeah, what can I say? Next, we have Latex Slut Susan, Part 8.
Susan!
Susan, you latex slut.
Oh, wow. She is a slut.
I just like Susan as a slutty name, because that's the opposite of what I think of when I think
when I think of the name Susan.
Like, Susan's like your really lovely neighbor who's only had sex
your
with
mom's
her husband.
Friend. Yeah.
She's retired. She's loves gardening.
Right. And also loves latex.
And for fucking that, gets down in some latex, you
and
know.
And for that, I love
on the
Susan.
Low.
You know?
Yeah.
She's made 7 other videos. Like, she's all right in my book. She can come on my show. Latex experiences.
Oh, okay. I'll have her people call your people.
Thanks.
Next, we have friend makes a bet and gives a white latex gloved hand job. I had to watch this one because I had to know what the bet was.
Yeah.
You know? Because this one's, like, very amateur looking, and the, like, thumbnail is just, like, a girl sitting on a couch and a guy with his, like, legs on her, Okay. And they're just kind of like chatting. And I was like, what bet did the friend make? Like, they just look like grown-ups. It didn't look like the, like, we made a bet. And, like, now I hate you and I have to fuck you anyway. Like, it wasn't that. Yeah. It was hard to be sure what the bet was because they didn't speak English. And that's the only language I speak.
Sure.
Do a lot of, like, chatting first and, like, a lot of kind of, like, laughing. Like, ha, ha, and then she pulls out gloves
and jerks him
and
off
and starts giving a hand job. And he pulls out his phone. And I was like, is the bet that he can ignore the hand job? And then I realized he was timing it. And I think the bet was that he wouldn't come before two. Like, she was like, I can make you come in under 2 minutes. Because when they reached the, like, 2 minute mark and he still hadn't come, she was like, oh, damn it. But, like, kept jerking him off. And then eventually he came.
But what
in,
does,
like,
the latex glove have to do with anything?
It was just a choice. Okay. I mean, maybe they talked about it and they're like, hey, safety first. But, like, or like,
not
he just loves latex gloves. But yeah, she just put them on and gave him a hand job. And I was like, oh,
okay. They're not, like, coming on
my
show.
Maybe it's like, you're my friend. Yeah, no, this kink is, I don't.
They're not coming on latex.
The latex was not central to the to the video.
Fine. All right. Yeah. Continue.
Okay. Take down latex and panties, then show nice pussy.
Take them down.
Take down Flip latex them around, and panties, show nice then pussy. Show nice pussy. Next we have big tits in a latex cat suit, gel breast for every latex clothes available.
Wow. Wait, is this an ad?
Yeah, it starts as like content. Ooh, we've got some tits, and then it's a, like, ad.
Yeah.
Like, do you like big titties? Crest toothpaste.
Yeah, exactly. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah. Okay, last one I'm going to share.
Okay.
I learned some things with this video. It is called Nurse Stretches Slave's Urethra with Rosebud Sounds and Green Latex Gloves.
Whew.
And I was like, oh boy. And then I was like, with Rosebud Sounds, like, is that a typo? Like,
yeah.
But because of the rest of the title was, like, so well executed, like, spelling urethra right is hard to do.
Right. They took their time.
I was like, Rosebud Sounds has to be a thing. So I, like, watched the video and this woman pulls out, okay, first of all, this is, like, a true medical facility. This is either, like, a very prolific dom who, like, does very medical, like, cock and ball torture of various kinds, or just, like, torture of different kinds.
Yeah.
Because, like, the background was not production design.
I was
that is real, like, medical accoutrement, and this is a sanitary situation.
Sure.
And then she pulls out this, like, kit of very long metal things. We'll just call them things for now.
Okay.
And then works one of them into this guy's urethra and then, like, jerks him off with it inside of his urethra. And I looked up. I just Googled Rosebud Sounds, and it comes up immediately. It's, like, a specific device that you can buy on Amazon that is, like, this kit
of,
quote-unquote, like, medical sounds. But they're, like, specifically for, like, being worked into a urethra. I mean, like, the device that you can buy on Amazon is certainly for kink play.
I'm sweating right now.
But I didn't know what Rosebud Sounds were, and now I know. And there's some other similar brands, but yeah,
ooh,
there you go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, if it's your kink, it's your kink, but...
Yeah. Whew. It was definitely, like, this was definitely, like, a submissive and, like, excited slave.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was very, like, eager.
He was ready.
She was like, don't talk. Like, she was very much bossing him around.
So she
was like, yes.
Puts it in his urethra and jerks him off.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah. Different
I wonder
strokes
how
for different folks.
One finds out that that's what they're into.
I think, yeah. I think it's a journey.
He got a catheter
I imagine
and was
it
like,
would, like,
wait a minute.
Or you just explore different kinds of torture and just, like, find what really works for you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's, I imagine, like, the way any of us are like, oh, I kind of like this. Maybe I like this thing that's also behind that door, you know? Like, you just progressively explore until it's not what you like or too much or what have you. But this guy was into it.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to watch.
Well, I'm glad that those two found each other.
Me too. Me too. They seem to have a very healthy relationship.
Yes. I will not be watching the video because I'm already sweating thinking about it. But yeah. Thank you for sharing it and imparting your wisdom on me now. Oh, now I know a few more things.
Yeah.
And on that note,
I live to learn, I live to serve. Should we take a break?
Yes, I need to go wipe my brow.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
We're back.
Talking about more latex.
The video we will be discussing is called Spilt Milk. It's Maria Beatty Films, specifically Rubber Doll Rituals, I believe is the series. So this is part of a series dedicated to latex stuff, to the rubber play, directed by Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It says also, there was a little bit of confusion. Inside the video, it says directed by Blue. Linked on the site, it says directed by Maria Beatty. And it's, I believe if they're not actually the same entity, that they are frequent collaborators.
Yeah.
And featuring Dirty Doll Baby and Mary Jail.
Yeah.
Do you think is how we say that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. We found this on Pink Label.
Yes. This is pinklabel.tv.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not a regular listener, Pink Label is a great resource for...
We love them.
Porn off the beaten path, non-mainstream, far more inclusive, kink porn.
It's very true.
More people of color, different kinds of bodies, different gender identities, just a wider range than you see on the old aggregates.
Indeed.
So we were excited to find this to watch what looks like a great representation of the kink by people of the community.
And boy was it.
Boy was it. We begin by featuring a lot of classical music. The great thing about this video, there's no speaking.
Yeah.
It's all kind of, I mean, a music video is kind of a stretch because music video, you think like crazy cuts and like, you know, erratic shots or whatever. But this is like Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 13 in B flat major plays while a woman like feels herself in latex.
I have to say, I love the contradiction. Like, I love the like highbrow, lowbrow, you know?
Yes.
Like, just a woman in a full face mask, hat, like weird, like full, like tight,
she had
all
like
the way
pantaloons.
To fingers covered. everything covered except for like a hole over her chest and like wearing like multiple layers of latex.
Yeah, she's wearing multiple layers of latex. I mean, I loved her outfit because I was like, latex does this. Like she's wearing like latex pantaloons essentially. Yeah. And she has like a clear layer of latex, like tights, and then these like black pantaloons that, as the video goes on, we later open up, and then she has another layer of latex over her crotch as well, inside of there.
Yeah.
That's, like, very tightly around her vulva.
Yeah.
Whereas she's got these, like, pantaloons around them otherwise. And then this great, like, clear and black latex detailing down her sleeves and, like, across her décolletage.
She's wearing, like, a neck corset.
Yes.
That was cool. And scary. There was some claustrophobia that I have that got a little triggered watching this video.
You had some claustrophobia triggering?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that?
Just like the tightness.
Just because I felt like they were in a small room?
No, just like the watching them
move in the latex.
In the latex. Yeah. Specifically around like faces. That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, that can be like, I think, difficult to look at as like a non-latex person. Like just the way that it like holds their like noses down and like wraps around their mouths so that they can't like don't have like full movement of their faces, obviously. I get that could be tricky to watch. It didn't bother me, but
there were other things
maybe
that
I'm a
I
latex
really
fetishist
loved
and I haven't found out yet, so just sit tight for that vacuum bag.
So we get a nice lubing up moment, which I was like, oh, good to see, because you don't want to be the noob who tries out latex for the first time and just sticks and squeaks on everything. So the lube is an important aspect. She puts on some shoes and then she like reads a little magazine and like fantasizes about like having a little partner. And then all of a sudden a partner's there.
Yeah.
And we get a great change of music of like the when we see the partner, it's like tribal all of a sudden.
Yes.
And we're like, ooh, things are getting freaky.
Yeah. And then for a bit, it goes back and forth between the like classic music and the like tribal jammy beats.
Right.
And I was a little confused when it was like, oh, they're in the same room. Like,
yeah, me too.
I think you're right that it was like sort of a fantasy, but like it was a little confusing because we go back and forth and I was like, are they fantasizing about each other?
Uh-huh.
Are they in different parts of the world?
Right.
And they'll come together and then suddenly the woman and like the cat get up was just like on the balcony and I was like, oh, okay, come on in. And then they start fooling around.
There's a bit of
pet play.
Yeah, she makes her put on these point shoes. Did you see that?
Yeah, I loved those point shoe stilettos.
Yeah.
First she puts on the collars, right? And then she puts on the toe shoes.
No, I think she
essentially.
I forget the order.
Yeah. But she's kind of like
turning her
dressing
into
up her pet. Yeah,
like into a cat. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, she puts different collars on her, including one that is like a pet collar, like
a
traditional, like has a leash. And then she puts these like toe shoe stilettos. They like look like ballet toe shoes, but they have a
heel, like a
very
pointy,
long, very narrow, pointy heel.
Yeah.
That
was crazy.
And then she pours cream on her, which the like bright white cream on the black
shiny
latex,
black, yeah,
was a really thrilling aesthetic choice.
Yeah,
obviously, like the video is called Spilt Milk, so that is kind of the like featured moment or part of the motif, shall we say? And then they actually get to like fooling around and like pleasuring each other with
right.
fingers and mouths and like unzipping various layers of latex.
Yeah.
I will say that I thought there was it was kind of an interestingly thrilling moment when the woman in the flat top hat, it's hard to keep them distinct.
I know. The Dom.
Character
She's
names.
The Dom.
Yeah. When the Dom, like, thank you. When the Dom, unzips her pet's, like crotch zipper.
Yeah.
And then like, we're like sort of watching from behind. We see her like ass and her, vagina like from behind.
Yeah.
I was like fascinated because it made like flesh thrilling somehow.
Yeah.
Like we had spent so much time with the latex and like engaging with the texture of the latex that seeing flesh was like, ooh, like
exciting.
Somehow like more exciting.
Yeah.
Whereas like you get to that part in a standard porn and you're like, okay, skin, like you're not even like paying attention to
right.
the skin, but it like made it more of an event. I thought that was a really cool.
I agree. I also thought like how exciting that must feel to be like in like actual head to toe, like fingers covered, feet covered, and then just have like your like
just your ass open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
have someone like pleasuring you. I was like, oh, that's probably really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. This video is really intriguing because the more I researched about latex before watching the videos, the more I was like, this does not feel like a concept conducive to porn.
Yeah.
Because part of what you're doing is you are, is the sensation of your skin and your body mm-hmm. and the smell of the latex. We didn't even talk about, but that's a major component for a lot of
people. Really love the smell of it.
Yeah. Like latex fetish can often have a lot to do with the smell of it.
Yeah.
And so much of that is lost just watching a video. Mm-hmm. But this one was really intriguing because of the time that it spent.
Right.
With them, like, engaging with the latex. And then, like I said, that, like, reveal was compelling. And
It took 20 minutes before they even touched skin.
Yeah.
And then it was only for, like, 5 minutes.
Drew you into it. And I think, like, the way that the video paced itself and was sustained, like, at least really lit up my imagination of, like, what mm-hmm. the sensation of wearing all that latex would be.
Yeah. The build-up, and, like, too, drew of, like, in. Wanting someone to finally touch you. You know? Yeah. And then, and then she puts in a butt plug with a tail in her.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. as we know, I'm here for anything when something gets put in someone's ass, I'm here for it. So anything that's, if it's
as
up
long
someone's
as it's
butt,
consenting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. If yeah. there's something in someone's butt, I'm there.
You're there. Sign Rachel up.
Yeah.
But
I also like, I really am like into the idea that like, you know, when the Dom unzipped her crotch, she still had like latex over her vulva, like mm-hmm. really tight. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And she was like kind of like getting herself off and like rubbing herself. I was like, I bet that's really fun to kind of have just a thin layer and still be able to feel it and like be excited by it, but you can't actually like feel like get inside, you know?
Yeah.
The building up of that anticipation.
Yeah, and something that even like heightens the sensation potentially.
Right.
While also having that barrier is that's a really
being so close to it but not being able to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
Not getting to it.
Yeah.
That's probably nice. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I definitely feel like I understand the appeal of latex now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very illuminating video in that sense.
Me too. And tiny bit of sex. Really?
Yeah. Just a tiny bit of sex. Just enough.
That's all you need.
Sometimes.
That's all you need. Just a tiny bit.
I mean, it also felt like the right amount for this kink. Because latex isn't necessarily about fucking.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of like people in the community, it's not necessarily like we go and we go to these parties and we fuck. Some of it's about putting latex on and just like touching yourself or each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like sexual play, obviously.
Yeah.
But doesn't have to be. And it's less of a like penetration forward kink, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. it was interesting to see a video that sort of represented that, I think.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about wonderful ass job, thigh job in latex with cum shot on ass? Must see.
Well, it's a must see. So straight from the mouth of critic Roger Ebert, it's a must see.
Yeah, this one made it out of the showdown, which is where it sounds like it should be with this title. Wonderful ass job / thigh job, comma, in latex with cum shot on ass, must see.
Wow, what a vid. Starring Mona Wales and mm-hmm. someone else.
And John Smith. Yeah, I like went to the
Try to figure it out.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like watermarked in the video, and it was like John Smith and Mona Wales. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I do have to say, I am a big fan of Mona Wales. I love her.
Yeah.
But this was so funny. It was, you know,
it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a lot of her. Okay. So, yeah. First off, we've got her in like a little bra and like high waisted, like Bobby Soxer style, like 50s style aquamarine latex pants.
Oh, to me it was like an 80s like work. It was like a rip off of like
I'm picturing those like pants in the 60s that were super high, like I'm like Anne Margaret in like Bye Bye Birdie wears some of them. But these are specifically like aquamarine latex.
Yeah. And she's wearing like bright eyeshadow. She's got like her hair done. Like there's a 80s vibe that she's trying to do, you know, that she's going for.
Yeah. It's a little bit like Grease vibes, you know, the like 80s doing the 50s or something. Like,
sure, who knows? I really didn't get 50s, but you're.
You didn't get like a greaser vibe with her like teased hair and her high waisted pants.
No, I got like.
Okay. I'm grasping at straws, but I guess that's just like what it reminded me of.
It looked like female counterpart like she needed to be in the episode San Junipero from Black Mirror. That's what it's like.
Yes. Well, that too. Yeah.
You know?
But that's why I'm thinking about like specific films that like put an 80s take on a different era, because that's what it felt like to
me. Okay. All right. Sure. Anyways, it's absurd.
It's absurd.
It's a look she's got on.
It's a strong look.
Yeah.
And she's just on top of this guy, and working his cock,
between her legs
with her camel toe.
Yes.
Yeah, like fuck my camel toe is said
too many times
than once. And to be clear,
far
no
too many
fucks
times for my liking.
Yeah, there's no penetration. It's just thigh sliding and camel toe friction.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the first line is, "Does that feel good when I fuck you with my camel toe?" And he's like, yeah. Like, it's a lot of talking from her.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of narrating. Like, I'm never going to let you fuck me. Instead, I'm only going to let you fuck my camel toe.
Right.
Do you like that? I'm going to tease you. You're never going to fuck me.
Yeah.
Fuck my camel toe. And like,
it's very
femdom-y.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's very femdom-y.
She's like, but don't I just you was fucking like, touch me.
I felt like she had to do a lot of talking to cover for the weirdness of like, this isn't a porn where people are fucking. This is a porn where I'm just giving you a thigh job. And we're doing like close-ups of my camel toe and and your dick, like the head of your dick, like popping out my legs.
I know. That was a very weird visual. It's just like the head of his dick every once in a while, just like blink, blink, blink. Like,
the head of his dick lost all meaning by the end of it. Like, so basically like that goes on for minutes of just her, like, I mean, to her credit, I don't know if I could make someone come with just camel toe and thigh stuff. So she's really like working him, and he's fucking her at one point. I mean, not actually fucking her, but like fucking his dick through her thighs. And and then he comes like out the back. So like all we see is like the head of his penis like emerging from between her like teal legs. Latexed around his dick, and then he cut. Like, that's where I was like, I have lost sense of where we're like, whereas, like, in the other video, when the like we unzip the crotch, the flesh takes on like extra heightened meaning,
right?
Here, I was like, I just feel like I'm looking at like a fleshy thing poking out through some latex. Like,
I have no idea, what's
like
going.
The context, like, disassembled itself,
right?
You know,
it was an absurd motion, the whole thing. It was like her body bobbing up and down, just in various different positions, just squeezing her legs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I can't believe that. I mean, how do you sustain that motion for that long?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was like a 7-minute video, so it wasn't like insane amounts of camel toe humping.
I'm doing that for like 20 seconds max.
Before I'm like, this is weird or boring to me. You know,
where I'm like, just
and
fuck
you know
me.
That she's not getting enough stimulation to come herself. I mean, she doesn't come, but like the way they're positioned actually like prohibits access to her clit rather than the other way around. You know, like she can't like trib on him really because it's mostly about her being busy squishing his dick between her thighs
and like reaching around. And she also does this interesting thing where she just kind of like works the head of his dick with her hand while she's while he's like fucking her thighs.
Yeah.
It was
Like lots of like weird like thumbing of like the tip
just
of his
dick. Yeah, just like
boop boop boop. Just like
just like a little claw kind of grabbing on it. Just making sure that gets some love too.
Yeah. I mean, he came, so
yeah,
they're doing something right.
Yeah,
but I did not think he would, even though the title told me so.
I did. I agree with you.
Him come.
I was like, I don't know if he's going to come.
Yeah, that's the only like driving tension of this film is like, how is he going to come from this?
And he did.
Okay.
Weird.
Guess so.
Yeah. To each his own, I guess. Not for me. I just wish that she would stop saying the word camel toe. Mostly.
Yeah. Every time she said it, it took me out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's not a hot thing to be.
No.
I mean, I think that's why she said it a bunch, because like there is a little bit of a kink around like,
yeah,
ooh, a camel toe, like mm-hmm. gross, but hot, you know, but but it just took me out of it. It just made me think about like middle school, you know,
yeah.
like in the wrong way.
I posted this picture of me wearing my friend's new workout line, and I said something about my camel toe in it, and I got a DM on Instagram from this Instagram handle. It was like superior camel toes, and it was like, hey, do you mind if we repost your pic? Like, big fan.
Oh my god.
And I was like, please no.
Please don't.
No,
I remember you when can't. You posted that, but I didn't know that somebody DM'd you.
Oh yeah,
to, like,
superior camel toe did.
Superior camel toes. How many followers did superior camel toes have? Did you
not
look?
Enough for me
not
to
enough.
Let them take that photo.
So yeah, I'm glad you didn't post that.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do better.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, I mean,
I feel
on.
Like you have bigger fish to fry.
That's right. You have to have at least 20,000 followers for your camel toe page in order to repost my image with my consent. Okay, I'm shooting for the stars here.
You know that they didn't post it anyway, right? Did you check?
I haven't checked.
Good of them to ask for permission before posting random camel toes.
I know, that's fine. That's true. So I gotta at least give them that.
Well, we did just plug them. So if anything,
oh, fuck!
You know, if we have any listeners who are into camel
Shit.
Toes, they're going to superior
Free
camel toes because they know they asked for consent and they need followers. So yeah. Listen.
Oh, God.
There's
All
enough
right,
love to
what
go
do we
around.
Think?
So I don't think either of these are going in my spank bank because, you know, this wasn't my kink going in. In
right.
the future, hopefully and certainly, we will have guests who this is a kink for them.
When
who
we
can
revisit
talk
latex.
More about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But also just like, I mean, interestingly, I feel like I want to try latex.
Oh.
Like I actually do want to like experiment with something like
yeah.
a vacuum bag or something. Like the sensation of it sounds really appealing
yeah.
to me and my sensibilities.
Yeah.
But I think for the reasons I said earlier about how latex and porn don't necessarily go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I don't think I will be masturbating to either of these, but mm-hmm. I do think Spilt Milk was an excellent representation of latex play.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. I feel the same way. I would like to try on, like, maybe in that Vice article how she got, like, some latex lingerie. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, or, like, a cat suit one night. Like, just for mm-hmm. fun. Maybe just, like, wear it out to dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
Just wear it to dinner.
Why not?
Why not, Rachel? Live your dreams.
2020.
It's
the year of trying new things.
Like, crazier things have happened.
It's
People
true.
Won't even pretend to, like, people pretend not to notice, you know?
I dare you. Try not to notice my camel toe.
Until you jump on the table and start making cat noises for some reason. Maybe you took it too far.
Notice me!
I need attention!
Why do you think I'm wearing this thing?
Yeah. Well, this was a delightful educational video.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe. Find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn without the O. That's Girls on Pern.
That's right.
And on Twitter at GOP the podcast.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Did you know that? We do. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody.
That was a HeadGum podcast.